Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Did you see tonight, Carver High, that your boy, Keith Hernandez, approved of the beaning? What's that about?
Yeah, and he's taking a lot of...
heat.
Taking a lot of bullets on Twitter right
but
now.
But do you agree with him? Like, what kind of nonsense is that, that he agrees with beaning a guy? What, because he's hitting home runs, you bean him?
I guess that's...
In the first pitch of the game... Like, honestly, like, maybe late in the game you're being a guy, but I really don't understand why you're being a guy that's hot.
I don't think in the last 3 days when he was destroying the Marlins, I don't know if he was throwing his bat in the air when he was hitting these homers. I don't believe he was or doing anything crazy. I mean, he's just been mashing them the last 3 days. Was that the spot to do it, first pitch tonight? Just go up and get him?
Do you really bean guys that hit home runs?
Not unless they're showing you up. I mean, I think the way Hernandez was kind of putting it out there is like you got to kind of shake him off his grind. Like the guy's going full speed. He's got exactly where he needs to be. He's locked in. You got to throw him off a little bit by knocking him down or, you know, just backing him off the plate
is
or something
what
like
he's
that.
Said, just,
that's where I think he was going with it, but it just comes across as if you can't beat him, beat him. And it's just that just sounds stupid and archaic to me.
Yeah. But he was saying it differently, saying you got to, like, throw it a high and tight, get him off of his game.
What he was trying to say was, is guys back in the day, they did that stuff.
Right.
I mean, Bob Gibson, he moved. You weren't
comfortable.
You weren't comfortable, especially when you hit, three leadoff homers in 2 days. And you know, well, he's going to make you feel uncomfortable. So I can see a little bit of what Keith's saying, but, I mean, I can't condone.
Well, listen, he's injured now, right? Or is he injured?
They said results of an MRI tomorrow.
So that's not good.
Initial results negative, but.
He's the hottest player, if you ask me, that I've seen literally in that window of games. It was like 8 games, 8 home runs. That's the hottest I've seen anyone in baseball this year, as hot as he's been. Like, we did it last night. He was the Granger Player of the Week. And the numbers he put up in those 8 games are just absolutely sickening. The total bases, the hits, the extra base hits, and the home runs, and the average. This guy, Acuña, is going to be a rock star in Atlanta. There's no denying it. Look, the team, they were smelly, greasy garbage, right? So I cannot believe the season they're having because of, I believe, Albies and Acuña, and more so Acuña, and he's just been real special. So congrats to them because, you know, it's like the Braves, you know, I've never understood, to be honest with you. I've always had a problem with, like, they just built the other stadium. It was 20 years old, right, and they get rid of it and they build another one. I don't think they liked, this is me, they'll never admit it, but they built it in a crack neighborhood, and so it was a dump. That's what happened. The neighborhood was such a dump where they had the old stadium. Nobody wanted to go there. And they finally realized that, so they moved the ballpark, right? And they built another new one. So I wanted them to at least finally be happy with their digs. And they are. They got this great stadium now that everybody seems to be finally happy with. And the other one was a giant mistake. And I remember going to it. I used to go to it all the time. And the fear was is that, this is just me, this is what I remember, that you would get mugged when you went to the Braves game, that you would get either, you know, robbed, mugged, shanked, stabbed, shot. It was not safe, but that was not true. It was not true. Like, I went to the games all the time, and I never had a problem once, ever, at that ballpark. I parked there, and I mean, Mafia said several times I was caught in the parking lot smoking reefer, and no one ever beat me up. They just stole my weed. Wait, are we on the air still?
One thing Hernandez did say in that little stupid, you know, rant of his, well, not rant, it was just them asking him about it, was that you don't throw high, though, you hit him in the back of the butt. You know, don't try to hurt the guy. That's the thing, too, in this, is that they threw 97 miles an hour and hits his elbow, and now he's going to be out and injured. Like, bruise the guy, don't break him.
I do believe he was trying to hit him in the back. If you watch the video, Acuna kind of like turns himself into his elbow into the ball. The ball, I think if Acuna just stood there, was going at his back.
It's really hard, in my view, to pick your spot and throw a 95-mile-an-hour bean ball and hit exactly where you want to hit. You don't know where you're going to hit. I mean, you just throw it at the guy. You have no idea where that's going to plunk him. But I think it's it is what it is. You know, what's sad to me is that the kid's out. You know, he's probably, you know, my guess is, but look, he's real young. He might be better tomorrow. But it doesn't look that way, right? It looked like a really bad beaning on his elbow, and he's probably going to be in agony after that thing swells up tonight, and he wakes up tomorrow, and it's a mess. I would recommend, really, Belvedere and some Vicodin. Is he allowed to take that? I don't know. Keith Hernandez, with the definition of why baseball hasn't aged well, old, dusty, unwritten rules of baseball, hashtag jackassery. And then everyone else jumped in and started slamming him. You name it. There's everybody, you know, is slamming Hernandez left and right. Now, listen, I don't care one way or the other, but he's saying, quote, they're killing you. You've lost three games. He's hit three home runs. You got to hit him. I'm sorry. People are not going to like it. You know, you got to hit him. Knock him down. I mean, seriously, knock him down. If you don't hit him, you never throw at somebody's head or neck. You hit him in the back. You hit him in the ass. And then everybody freaked out on him. So, like, didn't he double down? He kept saying more and more and more about it. He's like, I think he said, like, back. So you got two teams fighting for a division, fighting for a wild card. Oh, and then he had the game wrong or whatever. He's like, oh, but they're playing the Marlins. I'm sorry, I got that messed up. You got a team that's out of it retaliating, and it's just part of the baseball code. If someone's hitting home runs, leaning over the plate, I'm sorry. I'm not going to let you do that. Here's one in your ribs or in your back. See if you do that the next time you're up. That's just my strong feeling. And then, that was what he initially said. In today's game, you don't throw at hitters, so I don't think they know. They don't know how to get out of the way of a ball or know it's coming. But, you know, you hit three home runs, I'm sorry, you're going to go down. You're going to lean over the plate. You're going to let them put a whooping on you. It's not going to happen. And I know what happens in today's game. Obviously, it's the Marlins. I'm sure Don Mattingly ordered it. I don't think the pitcher did, not today's pitchers. There was a day when you didn't have to tell the pitcher if he's getting his ass kicked, he would knock someone down. They're playing the Cardinals, excuse me. So he had the games wrong, the teams wrong. But, I actually get what he's saying. I don't think it's that crazy what he said. I'm not like all these other people freaking out about it. What he's saying is, to me, makes sense. Like, I mean, if you're going to, like, and I'm not suggesting Acuna did anything wrong. I don't know. I don't know the exact at-bat. I didn't watch it. So I didn't see it live or anything like that. I'm sure I'm going to see it 35 times tomorrow. But here's the deal. If you're leaning over the plate and you're absolutely crowding the plate after you've hit three home runs and you're this is 3 days in a row, he's done it. So he comes out and he's standing literally on top of the plate. They're saying he was all over the plate. And he's like, you know, you're not going to throw a strike here. I'm gonna hit it out of the park. I'm not giving you the plate to throw at. So they beaned him. And if you're going to stand over the plate and you're going to sit there and basically challenge the pitcher to throw a strike when there is no plate to throw to and you're standing literally eating the plate, I absolutely have no problem with beaning him. I really don't. If you're going to stand there, you're going to get beaned. And this is, and he says that's a written code in baseball. Well, ever since I've been alive, that's what they do. If you're going to stand there and you're going to, it's literally like mocking the pitcher. If you're going to stand over the plate and you're going to crowd the plate and you're going to give the no plate to throw to, I remember a day when if you did that every single time, you'd get beaned.
I think there's two things here that make this the problem that people have with it.
What is the problem?
The first one is that if it hits him in the back and he goes down to first base and he stays in the game, I think that it becomes less of an issue. I think because of the way that he turned and it got him in the elbow and now he's having x-rays and now he's having MRIs and he's doing all that and that he might miss time, that's what's causing a problem. And the second thing is how the Marlins basically didn't even, like, try to hide it. You know how sometimes when, you know, teams want to hit somebody on the other team and they kind of, like, you know, it's like, you know,
you can't tell if he did it on purpose or not.
The fourth inning and maybe there's one out or there's, you know, there's just, it was the first pitch of the game and boom, they whacked the guy. And the pitcher drops his glove on the ground when everybody comes out like, all right, come and get me, you know. Right. It's almost like, you know.
It was obvious.
It was obvious. And I think that how obvious they made it and that he turned a little bit and it caught his elbow instead of it hitting him in the back, which I believe is where the guy was throwing it. He was throwing to hit him in the back. And Acuña moved.
So you think he did it to himself almost by moving?
I think that he kind of turned his – I don't think that the guy stood there and said he wasn't going for his head, he wasn't going for his neck, and I don't think he said, I'm going to hit this guy in the elbow right here. He was trying to get him in the back. You watch the tape. Acuña moves. And it whacks him in the elbow.
So why is it that people are so freaked out about Keith Hernandez, what he said? Why is that so crazy, what he said? I don't get it.
Do
you have a problem with Luis Severino the other night throwing high and tight on Betts and everybody overreacted because it was 4 feet from his head, but he dove to the ground like he had gotten beaned in the face? I thought Betts overreacted. I did not think that ball was that close to him at all. I thought it was 3 or 4 feet from him.
Yeah, I agree with you. I didn't have a problem with it at all. We talked about this has gone on for a long time, and in the last, let's say, 10 to 15 years, it's been taken more and more out of the game, the whole brushing back guys that are beating you around. I mean, we used to, Yankee fans, me and other guys, we would yell for years, why aren't the Yankees, like, brushing back David Ortiz? You know, in 04, 05, 06, you know, all those years where he was at his peak and he was crushing the Yankees, we'd sit here going, why are they not trying to, because he stood there and just kept, you know, bombs away every time.
Right.
And why didn't it happen? Because Joe Torre didn't feel that was a way to do things. So they never did it that way. You know, it's just
I believe in that. I actually believe in that pitch.
You can't put a bounty on a man's head.
That was actually Joe Torre footage that we had back in the deep tape room at the Pharrell on the Bench show. So I have no problem with, you know, throwing at players. You know, throwing high and tight and, you know, brushing them back, warning, letting them know, you know, you're not doing that here today. Today it's not happening. You're not doing that on my time. You may have hit 3 home runs in a row. Today you're not doing it. So I'm going to bean you, and you're going to know that if you get close to the plate today, you're going to get beaned. I'll bean you again. So, you know, the funny thing is, if they're such badasses, if there's, you know, these guys all act like they're badasses, these baseball players, they're really all a bunch of wussies is what they are. Because you know what happens? They get these big, huge scrums out in the infield, right? What would you describe that as today? Some kind of a showdown or something?
Yeah, that wasn't a fight.
They all stood there and talked to one another and said hi and exchanged phone numbers and asked if they wanted to go out for a burger. I mean, that was not a fight. If you're such a badass, and, you know, at least, you know, I'll give you this, Puig, I mean, he knew he was getting in a fight. At least he threw some haymakers. I mean, he's not, you know, that guy doesn't mess around. He shoved him twice, threw a couple of haymakers. I think Yaziel Puig's an idiot, and he's an immature punk ass who's never amounted to a hill of beans in the majors. But I think that he's been a clown asshat since he's been in, behaving like a tool since he's been in. But I'll give him this. At least he knew if he was going to get in a fight, he was going to get his money's worth. I do not believe the Marlins did enough to, you know, if you want to protect your boys so bad, why didn't you beat someone's ass? Or why didn't you, you know, I mean, do anything about it? I mean, there it was. I mean, the Braves. I mean, if you're such a badass, protect your boy, go beat someone's ass. It was like the Marlins did it to him, and they did nothing about it. Because I have no idea why. Why don't you bean one of their players?
Because the baseball doesn't let you do that anymore. There's no such thing as retaliation. When someone does something, They're throwing guys, warning guys. The first guy throws even near inside the plate, they're saying, you're tossed, and they're going to suspend him for no reason.
So what? It's a one-game suspension. Who cares? It's a vacation. You know these guys play every single day for 8 months. Do you think there isn't a guy in baseball that doesn't want tomorrow off. Honestly, every guy wants a day off. How about this guy, Sofaccia, CC Sofaccia? He's taking 2 weeks off. He's not even injured. His knee's like, yeah, I think it might be close, so I'm going to take 2 weeks off because I'm a fat ass. I mean, bottom line is he's taking a two-week vacation is what he's doing. And players do it, I think, two or three times a season. You know, good players, veterans, they'll just take off, go to the DL twice just for the, you know, giggles, just to take off. Honestly. Now, if the Braves are such badasses, they should have done something about it. Get in. I mean, why didn't they fight? Why didn't they throw at one of their players? I mean, who cares if it's a one-game suspension? What are they going to do? Baseball is a joke because their suspensions, the only suspensions that stick in baseball are drug suspensions. That's it, right? You can get in a fist fight tomorrow. What's going to happen to you? Nothing. What's going to happen? Have they done anything to Puig yet? What are you going to tell me? They're going to give him 5 games for throwing haymakers? I bet they give him 1 game at best. 2 games, it'll be reduced to 1 with appeal. It's a joke.
And I'm looking at the video. I think Acuna was crowding the plate. He wasn't all up there. There's no reason. The only reason you're brushing him back is if you're trying to knock him off his game and say,
well, we
you're not
know.
Against us.
You know, Hernandez said he was crowding the plate.
Right, he's wrong.
But he's wrong. So the point is this wasn't about anything other than his 3 straight leadoff home runs. Don Mattingly ordered Urena to go out there and bean his ass. That was it. First pitch of the game, he beaned him. That's what the plan was. You're not doing that today to us. That's what the plan was. That's obvious now. Is it not obvious?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.